Beth Mwendi mourns the loss of her 3-year-old daughter, Mercy. The girl was bitten by a deadly snake in their hut. Snake bites kill around 700 Kenyans every year.
She was bitten at night. Around 3 a.m., the child started crying and vomiting. I did not know that it was a snake, so I woke up the next morning and went to the river to fetch water. And on my way back, I met my eldest daughter, who told me my child is not waking up.
Kenya's Snake Bite Research and Intervention Center in Nairobi is working on East Africa's first anti-venom antidote. It hopes the product will be ready for market within 5 years and at a much lower cost than imported anti-venoms.
The snake we're about to extract venom from, we call it African Parfada. This is the most common snake we come across in Africa. And also, it seems to bite many people because they tend to hide so well, camouflage with the leaves or dry plants.
Researchers study the extracted venom before injecting small amounts into donor animals like sheep.
So normally
the animals produce antibodies, which are harvested and purified into the antidote. There are currently 2 effective anti-venoms available in Kenya from India and Mexico. There are many dangerous snakes at the Kenya Snake Bite Research and Intervention Center. The puff adder is of special interest. Its wide distribution and aggressive nature mean it is responsible for more bites and deaths than any other African snake. Jim Randall, VOA News.